As everybody in northeastern Minnesota probably is aware, we've had a pretty long, rough winter. If you ask any bird watcher in northeastern Minnesota what they thought about this past winter and the birds they were seeing, they would probably say that it's been one of the most dull winters that they can remember as far as birds go. In Lake and Cook County, we had almost no finches around for most of the winter, other than goldfinches and a few pine grosbeaks. We had no crossbills, we had no red poles, no purple finches, almost no pine siskins, and almost no evening grosbeaks. So recently, here in mid-March, we've started to see a few more pine siskins starting to show up at feeders where there were none for most of the winter. And we should start to see purple finches in the next week or so in mid to late March. And then this winter, even our normal winter residents like, you know, red-breasted nuthatches, downy and hairy woodpeckers were often hard to find. Some of the Christmas bird counts in late December and early January had their lowest numbers of individuals in the past 20, 30 years. So it's really been a long, long, tough winter. Things seem to have cleared out and started heading south early, and we just didn't get a lot of the northern Canada winter migrants that we get here during most winters. So this winter, with the real heavy, deep snows and thick ice cover on the lakes, I think what we might see along Lake Superior in mid-April and late April and even into May will probably be pretty big flocks of things like loons and diving ducks, things that are going to be waiting along Lake Superior for the ice to free up on inland lakes. And with this long, cold winter that we've had, it's probably going to be a late ice out. And so last year we had a similar situation with heavy snows in April, and I don't think the ice went out on some of the lakes until even late May. And we had huge flocks of loons and mergansers and all sorts of different kinds of ducks along Lake Superior, and it was really pretty fun to be able to go to spots like the breakwall at Two Harbors and Flood Bay and up the shore into Grand Marais and see these flocks of dozens and dozens of mergansers and grebes and loons. So I think we can probably expect to see something similar unless things turn around quickly and everything melts quickly. But with this much snow and frost this deep in the ground, it's probably going to be another late ice out. But signs of spring are beginning to show here. Usually the first sign of spring bird-wise can be black-capped chickadees doing their spring song, woodpeckers drumming, things like that, especially on sunny days. And so we've been seeing a lot of that lately. At nighttime, barred owls and great horned owls, they've already started to call here in March, setting up territories. And some of the first owl songs we hear for migratory owls are usually saw-whet owls, and they're a small owl about the size of a robin. But I think this winter they may be delayed showing up just due to the very deep snow depth. They have trouble getting through that much snow to their prey, so I think those will probably be a little delayed. Crows are here in small numbers along the North Shore most winters. They're definitely getting more and more abundant here in early to mid-March. Those crows and ravens are starting to pair up. They're starting to nest build already here in mid-March, so that's a sure sign of spring. Herring gulls are also here in very small numbers along the North Shore, especially around the harbors and Two Harbors and Grand Marais. But they're becoming more and more abundant here in mid-March. You can start to see small flocks of them heading up the shore in good numbers on days, especially with east winds. Starting to hear reports of snow buntings in small numbers along the roadsides, especially near open fields, as they head their way back up to northern Canada. Despite the name snow bunting, they're actually pretty rare in Lake and Cook County during the winter, and they usually overwinter further south and west in Minnesota. And so when we start to see them in Lake and Cook County, that's kind of another sign of spring. Back to raptors, things like the merlins are usually the first migratory daytime raptors to start to show up along the North Shore, and feeder watchers should start to see merlins stocking their feeders and starting in late March, especially in towns like Two Harbors and Grand Marais. So along the lakeshore of Lake Superior, we should start to see Canada geese and ringbill gulls start to show up during the last couple weeks of March. And as the ice cover continues to break up on Lake Superior, We should also start to see more ducks, things like common golden eyes, red-breasted mergansers, common mergansers. We should start to see increases in all those during the last couple weeks of March. And then about that time, we'll start to see individuals of like robins, grackles, red-winged blackbirds, song sparrows, those kind of things, those very early migrant land birds will start to show up along the North Shore last week of March. But I think the bulk of the migration, again, will probably be delayed this year due to the extensive snow cover. You know, we've still got several feet of snow along the, even along the shore here. So I think some of those short distance migrants will be delayed. The first couple weeks of April, we'll start to see more and more of those birds, along with things like northern flickers, golden-crowned kinglets, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, brown creepers, meadow larks, and other types of birds that spend the winter in the southern U.S. Those are what we call short-distance migrants. And then most of the long-distance migrants, the things that overwinter in Central and South America, those birds won't start to show up until the very last week of April, usually, and then into May. Things like, you know, most of the warblers, flycatchers, vireos, hummingbirds. It'll be a steady progression, but we're just starting to see the first signs here in March. Lots of things to look forward to.